It's time once again for the News 1490 Morning Report. I'm Jason Zenzaletta. My guest on KYCA this morning is Laura Douglas, who is the spokesperson for the Interstate 17 Improvement Project. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you once again for having me here.
You bet. How are you doing today with all the heat going on?
Well, we are surviving for sure.
And that's the first question I really wanted to bring up, because I know that we're talking about, of course, the 23-mile construction project that's going on Interstate 17 between here and Phoenix. And first and foremost, with all the heat that's been happening over the past few weeks particularly, how have the crews held up? And I suppose some of them are used to this working in Phoenix, but how does that affect operations?
It is always a concern when it gets this hot in any part of the state for any of our highway projects. And so our highway workers, yes, they are used to working in the heat, but this is dangerous heat. So we are taking precautions as the department statewide in terms of making sure our highway workers, they may start earlier and finish earlier to avoid the hottest moments of the day. They also hydrate regularly. They need to drink a lot of water. And also the buddy system. They check on each other to make sure that everybody is staying safe. The I-17 Improvement Project, a lot of the work happens between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. So it's advantageous that this work occurs at night so you don't have the sun beating on the workers. However, there's a lot of work going on in the daytime, too. And so what I just mentioned in terms of safety precautions applies to the workers who are out there during the day.
Okay. And, well, we're glad to see that, obviously, work is continuing to move along on the system. And it's really amazing to see some of the things that are happening. It's hard to comprehend a 23-mile project that's happening all at once. So, in general, how is the project going? Are we on time? And are things continuing to move along at a good pace?
Yes, this project is scheduled to finish completely in 2025. We are moving along, and it's a very active construction zone. If you have traveled between Anthem Way and Sunset Point during one of your summer vacations, you will definitely see how active that work zone is. While I just mentioned that a lot of the work, the lane restrictions or closures happen in the overnight hours, there's a lot of work happening in the median and on the sides of the highway during the day. So we do want to make sure people are driving for conditions, obeying the reduced speed limits, paying attention, and watching out for construction personnel and equipment. But yes, there is a lot going on in terms of not only the widening in the southern section, but also preparing for the flex lanes in that northern section.
Okay, very good. Well, Laura, we're going to pause briefly here on the Morning Report for an important message. When we come back, I want to talk to you more about the project, where it stands right now, and what people can expect as time goes on, and other questions as well. But right now, let's pause. We'll be right back.